right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Vero Event Center, the first of four games today here on ESPN. We are covering the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll begin with the girls' consolation game, followed by the boys' consolation game, and then our two championship matchups coming up beginning at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. The two championship games will be Elm Creek and Overton. The girls' consolation game is going to be a rematch of Pleasanton and Amherst, a game won by Amherst at home, 35-33, just about 3 weeks ago. And so we anticipate a pretty tight matchup here. Amherst will come in at 10-9. Pleasanton is 5-15 on the season. And then our consolation game on the boys' side, we'll have Amherst, who came a whisker away from defeating Elm Creek in the semifinals. Amherst will take on Wilcox Hildreth in boys basketball here in just a little bit. So we are anticipating some great matchups here today, and we're glad you could join us for four games right here on ESPN. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. We're back right after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here on the scoreboard. Amherst will be the visitors. Their starting lineup will go like this. Sydney Tottenheim, a 5'5 junior. She's averaging 14.3 points per ball game. Jessica Ackout, a 5'5 sophomore, is averaging 11.6 points per ball game. Ashley Kreitz, 5'6 and a senior, 3.5 points a contest. Courtney Martinson, 5'9 junior, and she is averaging 10.9 points per ball game. And Casey Jurgens, a 5'9 sophomore, will round out the starting lineup. She is averaging 7.9 points a ball game for head coach Nikki Eckhout. For the home team on the scoreboard, that'll be the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. Their starters are going to be Kara Dowell. She is a 5'4 senior and averaging 1.6 points a game. Autumn Pritchard, 5'5 and a freshman, averaging 4 points a contest. Mallory Pates, 5'5 and a senior, is averaging 5.6 points a game. Taylor Nichols, 5'6 and a junior, averaging 6 points a contest. Maddie Pates, 5'8 sophomore, is averaging 1.2 points per ball game. And the head coach for Pleasanton is Eric Jones. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We'll take another break. We'll be back with a tip for the Broncos and the Bulldogs, the consolation game of the girls Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, when we come back right after this.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're just about ready to go. Don't forget the boys' consolation will follow this. That'll be between Wilcox, Hildreth, and Amherst. And then, of course, we'll have the two championship games, the girls' championship game between Elm Creek and Overton at 6. The boys' championship game between the two schools will be at 8 o'clock. And on our sister station, Classicus 98.9 FM, they'll have coverage of the Luplat Conference Tournament, starting with the girls' consolation, tipping off right now. It is going to be possession of Amherst to start the basketball game here. And they're working around the perimeter. Right wing with the basketball is going to be Amherst, and they turn the ball over. Errant pass on that far side, off the fingertips, and out of bounds. And Heather Bentley making the start here tonight. And we're going to have a little return of the favor here by Pleasanton, because they took a little extra step with it, and they turned it over as well. So each team swaps turnovers. No harm, no foul, I guess, as Amherst will bring it up. And they'll give it to Bentley on that right side. Works it in. Shot up. No good. And rebound taken out there by Dowell. And Dowell across the timeline after that missed shot by Amherst a little bit ago. And so Pleasanton will get it off here for Pates. Pates took an extra step. She was trying to weave through some traffic there and just wasn't able to get through there. And that'll be another turnover. Still looking for her first points of the ball game. And again, these two teams had a tight one in Amherst, won by the Lady Broncos 35-33 earlier in January. On the right side, open for the jumper. Long shot there by Martinson. It's no good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by the Bulldogs. Snagging the bound there was Nichols. So Nichols pulls down the rebound after the miss and will work it around the perimeter. Kick right side, long jumper, no good. A air ball that's going to be rebounded by Kreitz for Amherst. Still looking for our first points as Amherst will work around the perimeter. They get it off here for Taubenheim. Taubenheim on the bounce. We'll get it back out here for Pritchard, for Bentley, rather. Bentley's going to kick it out. Three-pointer up and good for Taubenheim. So Sydney Taubenheim is able to stroke in the first point of the basketball game. And so on the right wing with the ball here is going to be Dowell. She'll give it off on the left side for Pritchard. Pritchard being harassed there because she's used up her dribble. And Martinson will help knock the ball down. It's on the ground. Possession arrow pointing to Pleasanton. So Pleasanton will maintain the possession here. So Pleasanton to inbound the basketball. And they'll toss it in here for Pritchard. Pritchard on the bounce, looking at a 2-3 zone. Dribbles to that right side. Gets it on the baseline for Pates. Pates now is going to dribble all the way from the baseline off of a screen top of the key. Enters it in on the left wing. Extra pass. Shot inside. No good for Pates, but Pates was fouled. So nice little play as they got it to, from one post and then a bounce pass to the other. And Pates got a pretty good look at it, and then she was hacked on the arm by Ashley Kreitz. And that is going to be the first foul of the ball game here on Kreitz. So the free throw up and good here for Maddie Pates. And Pates makes the first of two to give Pleasanton their first point of the ball game. They're going to say that first shot was not a three-pointer, but rather a two for Taubenheim. Second free throw, off the mark and no good. And so on the dribble here is going to be Taubenheim. Taubenheim, they're trying to double-team her. She picks up a dribble after she's across the timeline. A little bit of trouble, but she's able to bounce pass it over on that left side for Jaden Bosshammer, who came in during the free throws. She'll take it all the way down the baseline. Bounce pass inside for Martinson, and Courtney Martinson will take it up and in. Nice little pass inside for Martinson on that baseline. And with 5:05 to go, it is 4-1. Amherst with the lead, and now the steal. Sydney Taubenheim with the steal. She's going to pass it up ahead. Martinson, layup, no good, but we've got a foul. So Pleasanton turns the ball over and then commits the foul. And to the line for a couple of shots will be Courtney Martinson. She was hit on the arm here by Autumn Pritchard. And the free throw is up and good. So she makes the first of two free throws. And Martinson will again head to the free throw line. Bends those knees, fires it up, and nice shooter's touch as she makes that one as well. So Amherst now leads it 6-1. Quickly, Pleasanton in the offensive zone. There's going to be Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard gives it right wing here for Mickey Ahrens, who came in during the free throws. Ahrens looking to the inside, and her lob pass is going to be intercepted. So that'll be another Pleasanton turnover. Taubenheim dribbles all the way down the baseline. Nice extra pass inside. Shot off glass. No good. And then an offensive rebound. We got a foul as Casey Juergens got a great pass on the inside. She missed the shot. But on the putback, she's hit on the arm, so she's going to go line and shoot a couple, and that'll be the second foul here on Autumn Pritchard. So Pritchard commits the foul. And the free throw is up, and it is no good. Score remains here, 6-1 with 4:33 to go in quarter number one. And the second free throw rolls around and is no good. Quick jumper on that left side, no good. Offensive rebound here for Courtney Martinson. Martinson is able to snag the defensive rebound after the miss by Pleasanton. And Taubenheim lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds. So 6-1 here. We're in the first quarter, and the ball entered inside here for Sydney Taubenheim. She's able to kick it out for Martinson. Martinson's going to fire a long three-pointer. It's no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Stubbs here for Pleasanton. So Stubbs checking in, is able to get that defensive rebound, and her pass is going to be kicked. So a little bit of a kick here. And And on the balance pass, left wing with the basketball is going to be Aarons. Aarons, she's used up her dribble. She's being trapped over in that left side. She's able to kick it top of the circle. And on the bounce here for Pleasanton is going to be Mallory Pates. And Pates gives it right side. Taubenheim is going to kick the entry pass. And so they'll stop things as the Bulldogs now will inbound on the sideline with 3:29 to go here in quarter number one. They're still looking for their first field goal. They trail it here 6-1. And on the bounce is going to be Aarons in the corner. She's being pressured there by Heather Bentley. Kick out. Here's a three-pointer on the left side for Pleasanton. It is an air ball. It's going to be tracked down by Taubenheim. So Taubenheim with the rebound. She'll bring in the offensive zone. 5 second counts going on. She's in trouble and nearly a timeout in time, but it's going to be an turnover by Amherst. They lost the basketball. And Nikki Eckhout was moving closer and closer to the officials, and I thought she was going to get the timeout, but she didn't call it, and it'll be a turnover. So top of the circle here is Pleasanton as Pates has it, and she'll bounce it top of the circle here for Stubbs. Stubbs gives it back out for Aarons. Aarons going to drive, a little 13-footer in the lane, no good. Rebound goes inside for Pleasanton. Another offensive rebound, shot will not fall. And Tristan Tallis, a little frustrated, missing a couple of shots here. She missed two putbacks. And so there was three missed shots there on that series. And now a loose ball on the inside picked up by Amherst. Shot no good. And it was a foul reaching over the shoulder. It's going to be called on Courtney Martinson. .211 to go here in the ball game. And it is 6-1. And we got a timeout. 2:11 to go here in quarter number one. We got a timeout being whistled by Pleasanton. We'll take it with him. 6-1. Amherst with the lead. We're back right after this.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here. 6-1 right now. Amherst has the lead, but Pleasanton has the basketball after their timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. So Pleasanton works it around. Taylor Nichols on the bounce. Bad pass, but it's picked up by Mickey Aarons, and she'll reset the offense, kicking left side here for Mallory Pates. Back to Aarons. She is well behind the three-point arc, and she'll give it off right side, cycling through. Now driving is going to be Pates after getting the pass. We got a foul on her drive, and we'll see who they give that to. I think it might be on Casey Juergens. Well, they give it to Rubicek. They were both there. And so Sierra Rubicek is going to be called for the foul, and we'll head to the free throw line, shoot two, and the first one is up and good.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldog. Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Welcome back here. Apologize for some technical difficulties. What you missed was the finishing of the free throws that made you score 6-3. Amherst right now leading Pleasanton. Also missed a timeout for Amherst. They had the ball trapped in the corner, so Nikki Eckhout does get the timeout here. And so this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. As Amherst now has the basketball, they lead it 6-3, and the Bulldogs right now trying to trap the ball, and they a little bit too aggressive here with the reach. They're going to call a foul. Going to be on Kara Dahl, and that will be her first. As Toppenheim got poked in the eye, she's going to be okay. And now she'll be inbounded. She'll get the basketball in the corner. She's in a little trouble, but jumps over the top of the double team, gets it to Martinson. Martinson double teamed on that left side. She's driving, and it's going to be a whistle. There is going to be a foul on the reach here on the Bulldogs. And that will be on Kayla Stubbs. So Stubbs is called for the foul. And that now will be the fourth as a team on Pleasanton. Inbounded for Toppenheim on the baseline. She'll drive all the way in, take it off glass, and score. Nice drive with that strong hand and takes it all the way from the left side to the right side of the glass and is able to bank it in. Not exactly a reverse layup, but a little bit extended from that. So final minute of quarter number one. And with the ball, there's going to be Aarons on that left side. She'll kick it. No, she gets it back. She's going to fire three and hit it. Nikki Aarons strokes in the three-pointer. Nice little answer back here for Pleasanton. Toppenheim throws over the top of the defense, is able to get it out here for Miller. Miller now is going to hand off for Courtney Martinson. Martinson right back out here for Stephanie Dinnerman. Dinnerman's pass going to be stolen away. That'll be an Amherst turnover. It went right into the hands of Kara Dahl, and now we'll give it back out to Aarons. 20 seconds to go. Nikki Aarons directing traffic. She'll throw it off on the left side here for Kayla Stubbs. Stubbs has the ball knocked away. Here's Courtney Martinson after the steal. It's going to be knocked out of her hands by Aarons and out of bounds. So with 9.7 seconds to go, both teams doing a pretty good job of playing defense to keep the other team from having a good look at the basket. But Amherst has possession right now and time to do something with the ball. They've got plenty of time with 9.7 to go. They're going to inbound on the right in front of the Bulldog bench here. They get it to Toppenheim. Toppenheim, clock hasn't started yet, and the officials are going to have a redo. I think they might put 9.7 back on the clock and have them inbounded. I think the officials are going to discuss what they want to do. There's 8.9 on the clock, and they worked off at least a couple of seconds. So I think what the officials might do here, and I don't know if this is part of their discretion, is they might just say, let's go have a redo. And the officials are huddling up. And so they're going to go on the other side of the court here, discuss things. It should be 9.7. And I think that's what they're going to do. No, they're going to decide that there's 5.2 on the clock. And now they're going to inbound it underneath the basket. Now, when the whistle sounded, when they stopped the action there, that's where the clock should be. So this isn't perfect, but it's probably the correct call here. 8-6. Amherst now with 5.2 to go. They're going to inbound the ball and open for the jumper. Man, the extra pass inside. It's going to be a layup up and in for Courtney Martinson. Miller had it, top of the key, and instead of shooting it, she was able to get it to Martinson, and Martinson is going to hit the shot at the buzzer, and it's going to be a 10-6 lead for Amherst after one quarter of play. That's your score. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
It will be Amherst basketball as we start the second quarter here, and they're going to inbound right in front of us. Tossing it in is going to be Ashley Kreitz. Kreitz will give it to Tobenheim, and we'll get the second quarter started here. It is 10-6. Amherst has the lead and the basketball to start the quarter. And Tobenheim picks up the dribble, and she'll get it off on the right wing here for Courtney Martinson. And Martinson gives it off, and then there's a drive, but there's a foul well before the shot. Casey Juergens had it. Started to drive and is held on the way to the basket. For the Bulldogs, checking in is going to be Kayla Stubbs. Out is going to be Kara Dahl, and Dahl will come out of the game because she just picked up her second personal foul. On the inbounds, right side jumper for Amherst by Martinson. No good. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by the Bulldogs. So Amherst will trigger it in. Tossing it in is going to be Kreitz. She gives for Tobenheim. Tobenheim drives. Shot off glass. Good. Sydney Tobenheim banks it in on that drive. And Tobenheim now has 6 points in the ball game. So Stubbs will work it back around. They give it for Nichols. Nichols, her pass is going to be stolen away. Another nice defensive play there by Martinson. So Martinson gives it to Tobenheim. Now back to Martinson. Martinson in the lane, jumper no good, gets her own rebound, then has it tied up. So Martinson got the rebound, but then she was tied up, reaching in there and holding the ball, mutual possession, Taylor Nichols, and now Nichols will inbound it. So that actually will be an Amherst turnover. Nichols will work it around here on the left side. She gives it for Maddie Pates. They enter it in, and they'll get it back out to Pates. Pates will drive. Kick on the right wing, and the three-pointer up on the right side, no good for Pleasanton's Nichols. Rebound, kick back out, and now we got a foul on the three as Kayla Stubbs is fouled. And so she's going to go line and shoot three of them. The foul will be on Courtney Martinson. So Martinson gives up the foul. That'll be her second. And the free throw is up and good. So now 12-7. And for Pleasanton, they have a chance to whittle back into this one a little bit by shooting three free throws. So they get everybody situated where they need to be. And here comes Stubbs with her second free throw. It is up and no good. So she made the first, missed the second. It's 12-7. Pates will come out of the ball game. And back in is going to be Autumn Pritchard here for Pleasanton. And the free throw is no good. So she made one out of three, but an offensive rebound shot off glass by Pates. Pates can't get that one to fall as she missed the putback. And then the rebound for Amherst is taken out by Martinson. So Martinson gets the rebound. Now she gets the ball back in the lane. Her shot, no good. Kreitz trying to save it, but she's out of bounds. So Martinson couldn't hit the shot, and the ball goes out of bounds. So Pleasanton will get the defensive rebound here with 6:35 to go. It's 12-7, 5-point lead for Amherst. But the Bulldogs have the basketball. And by the way, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, right now, Centura is leading 12-4 against Adams Central in the girls' consolation game of the Luplac Conference. Around the perimeter, three-pointer here for Kayla Stubbs, and Stubbs' shot will not fall. Another defensive rebound here for Casey Juergens. And Juergens gives it to Tobenheim. Tobenheim dribbles through a triple team, and now she'll get the ball back out for Bosshammer near midcourt. She gets it at the elbow for Casey Juergens. Juergens finds a cutter on the drive. Here's Martinson, and Martinson is fouled. So Martinson is going to go line and will shoot a couple of free throws. Kristen Tolis is the one called for the block. And so the free throw up and good. Nice bit of shooting there by Courtney Martinson. And she strokes that one in. And she'll have one more free throw coming up here. And that one is also good. So she makes both free throws. And it's now 14-7. So Bulldogs have possession here as Mickey Ahrens will bring it in the offensive zone. They've been doubled up. They trail it 14-7. Got 5:50 to go here in quarter number two. Entry pass down low, and a little bit of trouble is Pates. She'll kick it out. Back out for Ahrens. Ahrens' jumper won't fall, and the rebound by Martinson. So Martinson is able to pull down the rebound, and she'll dribble into the offensive zone. Has her back to everybody. Kicks it off, and when she passed it, the receiver turned the ball over. Unofficially, turnovers 5 and 6 respectively. Pleasanton with one more turnover than Amherst here in the second quarter. Ahrens will get it to the free throw line. Entry pass inside. Great catch in there. And Pates will drive. Has the shot blocked out of bounds, but she is hit on the arm. So Pates now is shooting a couple. And for Courtney Martinson, that is going to be her third foul. And so Mallory Pates will shoot two. The first one rolls around and is good. So Pates with two free throws. First one's good. And I mentioned this earlier that she's a 52% free throw shooter, and she missed that one. So makes one out of two, does the 52% free throw shooter. And the rebound again was taken out of there by Juergens. And we've got a hell ball. Reaching in there, tying up the basketball is going to be Mickey Ahrens. Amherst will maintain possession here. And tossing in the ball will be Kreitz. Kreitz gives it for Taubenheim. Taubenheim. Gives the top of the circle here for Jaden Bosshammer. John Bosshammer on the bounce. Has the pass tip, but able to track it down and dribble out with it a little bit is Juergens. And Juergens has the ball knocked loose. And it's rolling around. I'm not sure where the ball's at. There we go. It went into the penalty box. Ball still belongs to Amherst. Kreitz has it in the offensive zone. She'll give it for Bosshammer. Bosshammer pass through the elbow is going to be knocked down, and that'll be another Amherst turnover. Coming up with the ball is Ahrens. She's going to get it up ahead. On the run here is Pates. Pates takes it all the way to the baseline, comes out to the elbow, gives it out. Here's a trail shot by Ahrens, and she hits a three. So Mickey Ahrens strokes in that trail three after they force the turnover, and we've got a block on the right wing. It's 14-11. Three-point ball game here. As Amherst has the lead, they have led throughout the game. And that will be seven fouls. Yeah, so Taubenheim will go to the line for the front end of a 1-1. And by the way, that foul was whistled on Kayla Stubbs, and for Stubbs, that will be her second. So Taubenheim, free throw, back the iron, no good, and Ahrens is able to pull down the rebound. So Mickey Ahrens snags the bound, and she's going to be fouled by Taubenheim as she brings the ball across the timeline. Taubenheim with the reach. And that's now going to be six fouls, so this will be last time we inbounded after a defensive foul for the by Amherst. So the Bulldogs will inbound it. That's going to be Ahrens right in front of the scorer's table near midcourt. And she'll get the basketball here for Pritchard. Pritchard on the dribble. We'll give it off here on the right side for Ahrens. Ahrens, nice little ball fake, drives down to the baseline. Going to flip it out. Contested jumper that's no good here for Tallis. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Dahl. Dahl works it inside. Shot no good. for Pritchard, and the rebound ripped out of there by Rubicek, and now we've got a foul. Well, reach as they're dribbling down the sideline, and so a one-and-one coming up here for Amherst Madison Miller. The reach on Pleasanton is going to go against Mickey Ahrens. That's her first. And the free throw is up and good for Miller. So Miller hits the front end of the one and one. She's got one more coming here. It's 15 to 11. She spins the ball in the hand. The free throw rolls around and is no good. For Pleasanton, Pates will pull down the rebound. Pates will hand it off here for Pritchard. Pritchard on the bounce. Dribble to the right side, stops, finds an open area. Her jumper, no good. And a rebound ripped out of there by Juergens. Juergens will get it off here for Miller. Miller has it stolen away. Ahrens with a steal, and then she lost the ball on the way to the basket. So both teams turning the ball over. The one by Pleasanton might be a little bit more painful because right underneath the basket, that was going to be a layup. So a nice defensive play there by Mickey Ahrens. And she probably deserves 2 points for that effort, but she wasn't able to keep the basketball long enough to make that happen. Nearly stolen on the inbounds, but with the basketball here is going to be Heather Bentley. Bentley's pass up ahead is going to be knocked down, and that will be another Amherst turnover. Coming up with a loose basketball is Pritchard. Pritchard will set up the half-court offense. She'll kick it off on the left wing here for Dahl. Three-pointer up and no good for Pleasanton, and the rebound ripped out of there by Amherst. The rebound was out of there by Bentley, and now Bentley gets the ball back after Tobenheim got it across the timeline, and there's going to be a reach from behind, a bit of a silly foul, in my opinion, by Mickey Ahrens. She probably wants that one back. With 2:51 to go, she's now picked up her second foul. And a one-and-one here for Tobenheim. That's now 9 as a team whistled against Pleasanton. So this will be a one-and-one. And Tobenheim's free throw is up and good. So she makes the first one to make our score 16-11 with 2:51 to go here in quarter number two. Second free throw. Back of the iron, but rolls it in. Just barely hit the back of that iron and went straight down. So it'll be a six-point lead here. Entry pass inside for the Bulldogs. They kick it out, but Pritchard was in a little bit of trouble. In fact, she double dribbled with it, trying to get the ball. So Amherst will have it. They'll toss it in here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim is picked up defensively by Addie Hand, who came in. She dribbles behind the back, gets it across the timeline, uses a screen to take it to the elbow. She'll kick it out here for Dunnerman. Dunnerman's jumper is no good. Dunnerman can't quite come up with the rebound, as it's ripped out of there by Pleasanton's Mallory Pates. And Mallory Pates will help kick it to the right side here for Addie Hand. Hand is going to hand it off to Tristan Tolis, and her pass stolen away. On the steal is going to be Heather Bentley. Bentley will try the layup. No good. Offensive rebound, and we got a foul. Well, trailing on the play was Tobenheim. Tobenheim got the rebound. And now she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two shots. It's now 10 as a team. And the foul is going to be on Tolis. And that'll be her second. Free throw was good. So it's now 18 to 11 with 2:06 to go. Number of substitutions, including Mickey Ahrens, who comes back into the ball game. Stubbs also back out there for Pleasanton. Second free throw for Tobenheim is on the way. And it bounces around, no good. Offensive rebound, shot up and good. Making the putback is going to be Madison Murphy, who came in. She makes the putback. And now Pleasanton will turn the ball over in the offensive zone. Errant pass. And that'll be a turnover. Now we got a timeout for the Bulldogs. Amherst leads it 20-11 with a minute 57 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout Pleasanton, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here. Minute 57 to go in the second quarter. 20-11, Amherst with the lead and the basketball. That timeout by the Bulldogs of Pleasanton just a moment ago allows them to put some pressure on, and they nearly make the steal. Nearly. They came up with it, but stepping on the sideline was Taylor Nichols as she came up with that tipped pass. So Amherst will maintain the possession here. And they'll inbound it here for Jaden Bosshammer. Bosshammer working against some pressure by Autumn Pritchard. Gets a little movement to her right. She'll move in that direction. And she'll get the ball for Casey Juergens. Juergens in trouble. Is able to kick it out here for Bentley. Bentley jumper no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. It's going to be knocked away. And Maddie Pates is able to come on with the basketball after Amherst had a nice little look but couldn't get any points out of it. So here come the Dogs needing some points. They get it off for Pritchard. Pritchard now hands off for Kayla Stubbs, and Stubbs working against Hobbenheim, gives right wing here for Madison Pates. Maddie Pates dribbles around, kicks it out. Here's Stubbs lobbing it inside, and it's going to be stolen away by Madison Murphy. I'm not sure if that was a shot by Pleasanton that was an air ball or a lob pass. In any event, it is going to be Amherst basketball. They put it in the lane. A quick little runner here by Juergens. Juergens no good. Gets her own rebound, and then coming out of there with it for Pleasanton is going to be Nichols. Driving and getting fouled here for Pleasanton. Strong drive there by Taylor Nichols, and Nichols is fouled. Bosshammer's called for the foul, and there'll be two free throws coming up here for Taylor Nichols. So Taylor Nichols shooting two. She's handed the basketball with 40 seconds to go here before halftime. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up in 40 seconds on the clock. The free throw rolls around, no good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Madison Murphy. Murphy, and then a little bit of lost ball. It ends up being an over and back called against Pleasanton as they were making the steal. So both teams turned the ball over in rapid succession. So they couldn't quite finish off the turnover. So Amherst will inbound with 32 seconds to go. They throw it down that right sideline to Bosshammer. Bosshammer double teamed, is able to get it off here for Murphy. Murphy extra pass down low, and on her pass, that would have resulted in an easy bucket. She is fouled. She was able to dump it to Casey Juergens. Man, it's going to be Murphy who will head to the free throw line. She'll shoot two because that's now more than 10 fouls. So she'll be shooting two, and the first one is no good. The foul, by the way, on Taylor Nichols was her first. 10 fouls been whistled against Pleasanton here in the first half, 7 against Amherst, and Amherst leads it 20-11. And that second free throw draws a little bit of iron, but it's going to be rebounded by the Bulldogs. Snagging the bound there was Pates, and she'll bring in the offensive zone. Pates hands off here for Pritchard, for Aarons. Back inside here for Pates. Pates lost the basketball, and that'll be another Pleasanton turnover. Pass up ahead to Tobenheim. 7 seconds to go. Tobenheim is tripped, but no foul. And we're going to have a foul called as Pleasanton comes up with a loose ball. Stubbs was able to come up with the ball. and you got your feet kind of tangled up. It's kind of like a football offensive defensive player going on a pass pattern, and they get their feet tangled up. It's not a foul. It's not pass interference. Same thing happened here, and it turns into an Amherst turnover. Loose ball then was picked up by Stubbs, and then Stubbs was hit on the arm as she was on her way to the basket. And that foul is called on Bosshammer. That's going to be her second. So you're going to have a one-and-one coming up here for the Bulldogs. And nice shooter's touch. It's up and good here for Kayla Stubbs. She hit the front of the end, one of one, and everybody kind of thought it was the second free throw, but it was only the first. So it's now 20-12 with 3.5 to go. Second free throw, no good. Rebound pulled down by Amherst, and that's about all they're going to be able to get done with it. Madison Murphy pulled down that rebound to end the first quarter, and it will be Amherst with an 8-point lead as they head to the locker room. It's 20-12. Amherst leading Pleasanton here in the girls' consolation game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We're just totaling up some numbers here, and we can kind of compare some team numbers here from the first half. Unofficially, I have Amherst being 7 of 19 from the field, and Pleasanton was 2 of 18 from the field. In fact, Pleasanton's only field goals came from behind the three-point line. They're 2 of 8 from behind three-point range. And free throw line, Pleasanton is 6 of 12. Amherst is 6 of 11. And here at intermission, it is Amherst 20 and Pleasanton 12. In terms of rebounding, Amherst winning that battle 19 to 15 in the ball game. And turnovers, pretty close. Pleasanton has turned the ball over unofficially 12 times during the first half compared to 10 for the Amherst Lady Broncos. And once again, our halftime score, 20-12, as Amherst has the lead over Pleasanton. And at last report, it is 24-16, Centura on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Centura leading Don from Trumbull in the girls' consolation game of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. And so an 8-point lead there for Centura over Donovan Trumbull. Here, an 8-point lead for the Amherst Lady Broncos. They lead it 20-12 as we're in the halftime. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the individual numbers. We come back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. Let's take a look at our halftime scoring. And for Pleasanton, only 12 points here in the first half. Six of those coming from Mickey Ahrens. She's hit 2 3-pointers. In fact, she's the only player that has hit any field goals here in the first half for Pleasanton. She's got 6 points at intermission. Mallory Pates with 3 points at the break. Kayla Stubbs with 2. And Maddie Pates with 1 point here at intermission. Shooting from the field, 2 of 18 unofficially for 11%. 0 of 10 inside the three-point line, and they hit those 2 3-pointers from Mickey Ahrens, and that is all of their field goals, and they've gotten 6 free throws where they're 6 of 12 from the free-throw line, and that is the scoring that we have here in the basketball game so far for Pleasanton. For Amherst, and their offense has been slowed a bit as well here in the first half, but obviously a little bit better shooting. Leading the way is Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim has 9 points at intermission. Courtney Martinson with 6. Madison Murphy's got a couple. Heather Bentley with 2. Madison Miller with 1 point. Unofficially, 7 of 19 from the field for 36.8%. They were 0 for 2 from behind the three-point line and 6 of 11 at the free-throw line. So they're shooting about 37% from the field, 0 for from behind the arc. But that's good enough when your opponent only shoots 11% in the ball game. You're probably going to have the lead, and that's exactly the case here for Amherst as they lead it 20-12 here at intermission. Amherst 20, Pleasanton 12, as Amherst already back out on the court, and they're all set and ready to go for our next quarter. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. That's coming up right after this.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available. They can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear them up, Bulldog. Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Welcome back to the Vero Event Center. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Here we are at halftime. It is 20-12, an 8-point lead for Amherst in girls basketball. The girls' consolation game going on right now in the Luplat Conference Tournament over in Ord. And at last report, Centura had the lead over Donovan Trumbull, also by 8 at intermission. It was 24-16. The second game of the day on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM will be the boys' consolation game between Ravenna and Adams Central. And then the championship games will begin at 6 on 98.9 FM, as Kearney Catholic will be taking on Ravenna. And then the boys' championship game will have Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull. So four different schools represented in the finals of the Luplat Conference Tournament. The opposite is true here for the Fort Kearney Conference, because the finals will be just two high schools. It'll be Elm Creek taking on Overton in the girls and boys' championship games beginning at 6 and 8 o'clock. So really kind of mirroring the schedule anyway, the Luplat Conference as well as the Fort Kearney Conference. And again, the Luplat is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Pleasanton down by 8, but a little piece of good news here. They will have the basketball first to start the second half. And this has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We take trash seriously. Serving all of Buffalo County, Ravenna Sanitation. To toss it in here for Pleasanton is going to be Kristen Tolla. She's going to start the second half here. And 5-second count going on, is able to bounce it up ahead here for Taylor Nichols. Nichols now will hand it off here for Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard on the bounce. Still hasn't been able to get to really to the top of the key. 5-second count going on. Picks up her dribble just in time, and will give it to Taylor Nichols. Nichols takes it all the way down to the baseline. She's double-teamed. Tough shot, no good. Rebound tipped around. And finally coming out with it is going to be Pleasanton. Snagging the bomb there is going to be Pritchard. Pritchard comes up with it. Ball is knocked out of bounds. And it was last touched by Pleasanton, so that'll be a turnover here on the Lady Bulldogs. So no points out of that first possession of the second half, and Amherst will inbound. Autumn Pritchard will give the basketball. Taubenheim now with the basketball, as it was inbounded by Heather Bentley, and an empty pass down low. We got a foul as making the catch, trying to go up with the shot, was Courtney Martinson, and Martinson hit on the arm. So she's going to go to the line and shoot two after the foul on number 22, Mallory Pates. So Pates with the foul. And the free throw by Martinson is no good. So Martinson misses the first of two. And the second one is good. 21-12. And again, the Bulldogs facing some full court pressure here. Pleasanton gives it to Autumn Pritchard. She brings it across the timeline. Kreitz knocked it away momentarily, but Pritchard able to get it right back off of a screen. Dribbling is Pritchard. Pritchard working against Kreitz here. We'll kick it off on the left side. Here's a long jumper by Stubbs. Stubbs will fire the three, and it is no good. And another rebound here by Martinson. So Martinson is able to pull down the rebound, and now she'll cycle through as Taubenheim has the dribble, and she'll give it on that right side. Coming back to it is Martinson. Martinson gets it in the lane. Shot here by Juergens. Shot won't fall, but we're going to have a foul whistled, and I think that's going to go on Tallis. And that will be on Tallis. So that'll be her third, so she's in a little bit of foul trouble. And the free throw by Juergens is no good. So again, Juergens at the line. Missed the first one, but has one more free throw coming up here, and that one is dead center perfect. 10-point lead again here for Amherst. Pleasanton faces that pressure. Dribbling through it is Nichols. Nichols falls down and ends up rolling over with the basketball. She lost the ball stopped and went down, and then when she caught the ball, she ended up, their momentum kept rolling her back over, and so that'll be another Pleasanton turnover. And toss it in here will be Ashley Kreitz. Kreitz gives it to Taubenheim right in front of us. Taubenheim now dribbles to the center jump circle here where she's not being closely guarded, so no count, but Stubbs is relatively close, and now Taubenheim uses up her dribble. So now they really put the clamps on her. She'll give it to Martinson. Martinson dribbles to the right side. Bounce pass for Kreitz. Kreitz throws it in the lane. Great catch in there for Juergens. Juergens' jumper no good. Rebound tipped out, and coming away with it on the run is going to be Stubbs. Stubbs is going to go in for the layup. So Stubbs able to track down that loose basketball, pull down the rebound, and then a layup on the other end. And now loose ball. It's going to be a turnover here on Amherst. Taubenheim in a little bit of trouble, turns over the basketball. So Pleasanton makes nice play. They get the ball right back. They score the bucket. Now they kick it up ahead here to Stubbs. Stubbs is going to hand it right back out here for Mickey Ahrens. And Pritchard gives on the left side here for Ahrens. Ahrens on the dribble with 5:39 to go. It's 22-14. 5-second count. We'll now hand it off to Pates. Ball knocked down, but Mickey Ahrens hustles down to go get it. And Autumn Pritchard has it back. She'll dribble to that right side, get a little bit of a screen there. Still hasn't taken it inside the three-point line. Gives it to Pates. Pates had a little trouble finding the handle, so she'll just kick it right back out here for Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens will give it left side for Stubbs. They're looking to the elbow for Maddie Pates. Pates now will set a screen, and on the dribble is going to be Mickey Ahrens. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Pritchard on the dribble. This possession's lasted 30 seconds so far, and now they finally dribble inside the lane, and Pleasanton will turn the ball over. Ball knocked loose. Kreitz is able to pick it up, and Taubenheim brings in the offensive zone. Taubenheim will drive and fouled by somebody on the way there. There were three Bulldogs there. And they're going to give it to 22. So the foul will be on Mallory Pates, and that will be her second. So Taubenheim on the drive is going to be rewarded with a couple of free throws. Her first one, though, is no good. Nichols checking back in here for Pleasanton. Out of the ball game is going to be Pates. Taubenheim at the free throw line, and she'll hit the second free throw. Taubenheim now with 10 points in the game. And it's 23-14. Ahrens, 5-second count going on. We'll get the ball back after she inbounded it. And she splits the defense. They've got 3-on-2, and she lost the basketball. That'll be a Pleasanton turnover. I think she saw the opportunity and just maybe a little bit too quick with the dribble. And they'll track it down as it goes off the would have been a shot on goal here at the hockey arena at the Vero Event Center, which is a great venue for watching the game, especially on Championship Saturday because they videotape the games. Driving is Taubenheim. Taubenheim left-handed layup up and good. Well, that will be worthy of one of those replays. Pleasanton across the timeline is Pritchard. Pritchard leans in, shot a little bit too strong. Taubenheim is able to pull down the rebound after the miss. She is on the run. She'll dribble to that left side, has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Well, she went down, and now she gets a pat on the back from her head coach, Nikki Eckhout. And the officials are pointing to the sideline where Kreitz will inbound here for Amherst. It'll be basically at the end of the Amherst bench, and she'll give it off for Taubenheim. Check that. It's Juergens, rather. Juergens dribbles, and now they will kick it up on the left side for Martinson. Martinson's going to drive. She shoots it off glass, and it's a layup, essentially. Nice dribble there by Courtney Martinson. They had to respect her shooting from 15 feet away, and she got the defender out of the way. And now there's going to be a double team. It's going to be a foul because on the drive was Mallory Pates, and Pates did a nice job getting the ball outside the three-point line and attacking the basket immediately when she got that pass. And it's going to be a foul on the body here by Casey Juergens. That'll be just her first. So the free throw is up, front of the rim, and no good. For Amherst, Sierra Rubicek checking back into the ball game, and so is Stephanie Dunnerman. We've crossed the midway point of the third quarter. 3:54 to go in quarter number three, 27-13. Second free throw is also no good. And it's rebounded out of there by Taubenheim. And we got a timeout here by Amherst. Taubenheim with the rebound. Timeout by Nikki Eckhout. 3:49 to go. Third quarter, 27-14. A 13-point lead here for the Broncos. We're back right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Amherst will inbound it after calling that timeout, and they'll get the ball into the hands of Sydney Taubenheim. Taubenheim, 12 points in the ball game. The pass now will go on the right wing here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer gets it out for Taubenheim, left side. And she'll get double team. Makes a nice pass. Right side jumper. No good for Dunnerman. And the rebound is going to be taken out of there by Nichols. Amherst with a pretty good look at it, but couldn't come up with the bucket. And now Ahrens will bring in the offensive zone. Ahrens off of a screen. Dribbles that right side. She'll flip the ball back out here for Pritchard. Pritchard dribbles all the way in. Stops on that left side, but slid to a stop. So that'll be a Pleasanton turnover. And Amherst will inbound it for Bosshammer. Gives it to Taubenheim. Taubenheim, triple-teamed, has the ball knocked loose from behind. The steal by Stubbs as Amherst will turn the ball over. And the jump stop on that right side for Pritchard. She's going to kick it out. Jumper's up and good by Mallory Pates. They kicked it back out for Pates, who had an even more open look than what Pritchard had. Pritchard's shot wouldn't have been bad, but Pates's was even better. And now we got a reach over there on the Bulldogs. So the foul is going to be called on Nikki Ahrens. That will be her third. Inbounded inside here for Amherst. That's Rubicek. Rubicek shot off glass. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Taylor Nichols. So Nichols is able to snag the rebound, and she'll dribble with it a little bit. Now she'll hand the ball off here for Pritchard. Pritchard dribbles to that left side. Now on the dribble, pass tipped inside, shot up, good. Nice little dump from Dahl inside for Taylor Nichols, and Taylor Nichols with 2 points here in the ball game. Well, yeah, that is their first bucket of the ball game. Madison Miller being double teamed, and it's going to be a steal. Stubbs with the steal, the layup on the other end. It is up and good. Nice play there by Stubbs as she made the steal thanks to the double team, and then she hit a left-handed layup. Taubenheim across the timeline, and she's being pursued from behind. She'll stop, and it'll be a turnover on Amherst. She didn't jump stop, and she ended up taking just a little extra bunny hop there and turns the ball over with some pressure. It's 27-20, a 7-point lead here for Amherst. They led by as many as 14 at one point, and a 5-second infraction on Pleasanton on the inbounds. They didn't get it in time. So Amherst will get the ball back. Dunnerman to toss it in. 5 second count going on her. She's able to connect here with Heather Bentley. Bentley gives it inside, and Juergens will drive and score. Casey Juergens with the bucket. And we've got a minute 43 to go. Inbounded here for Nichols. Nichols hands that off for Pates. She's across the timeline for the Bulldogs and falls down with it. Loose ball is picked up by Dunnerman. So that'll be a turnover. And then Pleasanton is able to force a turnover. A little extra step here on Amherst. So both teams' defense is really kind of picking up the pace right now, and neither team doing a great job of protecting the basketball. Minute 29 to go. It's 29-20. Amherst with the lead. Pleasanton with the basketball as we're in the third quarter. Pates inbound. 5-second count going on. She has to just kind of lob it up there, and Pritchard's able to come up with it. She'll get it into the corner off of a screen. Doll on the dribble to Pates. And we're going to have a reach called on Amherst. That will be a reach called on Jaden Bosshammer. So minute 20 to go. Inbounding on the baseline will be the Bulldogs. They're down by 9. They could use a bucket here. Toss it in is going to be Dahl. Dahl for Pates. Pates is going to kick it out for Pritchard. Pritchard with a little ball fake. She'll kick the ball back out here for Pates. Pates is going to drive. Gets the bucket and the foul. She put it on the floor and was able to go in with that left hand. And she hit a big bucket as Mallory Pates hits the drive. And now she'll hit the free throw line. So the bucket's going to count here as the foul is going to be whistled on Heather Bentley. So bending the knees is going to be Pates, and her free throw is up and good. 29-23, six-point ball game with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter. With 3:49 to go in the quarter, it was 27-14. Since then, it's been a 9-2 run here for Pleasanton. And on the drive, weaving through there, left-handed layup, good for Sydney Tobenheim. So Tobenheim kind of senses something good needed to happen for her team. Well, she makes something good happen. She now has 14 in the game. Pritchard brings in the offensive zone. She'll kick it out. Now some penetration by Mallory Pates. Kick left side. Long jumper by Stubbs. No good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Murphy. So Murphy will snag the rebound. And now she'll knock the ball out of bounds as Tobenheim got it across the timeline. So just to our right, inbounding the ball here will be Ashley Kreitz in the Amherst offensive zone. They give it to Heather Bentley. Bentley's going to give it off here for Murphy. Murphy back out for Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim looking at that zone. Will get it inside. Tough jumper here by Juergens. It's no good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Kreitz. So Kreitz pulls down the rebound after the miss here for Amherst. And that entry pass is going to be a hell ball. The possession arrow is pointing to Amherst, so the Broncos will maintain possession here with 15.4 to go. Kreitz on the baseline to toss. Bounces, now muscling up is Juergens. She'll kick it out, working around the perimeter. Outside jumper for Tobenheim, no good. Offensive rebound by Kreitz. Kreitz missed the first one, and he's fouled on the second. So Kreitz missed the putback, but was able to pull down another rebound in there as well. And now she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the free throw with 5.9 to go is up and no good. The foul, by the way, on Mallory Pates was her second. So Kreitz shooting two, missed the first. Second one is up and good. Roughly 6 seconds to go here. Inbounded on that right sideline. With the basketball, in trouble is Ahrens. Ahrens gives it off on the right side, and we're going to have a block that's going to be called on Amherst with 1 second to go. And for Bentley, that'll be her second foul. 1 second to go. Inbounded. Ball knocked loose. And that is going to do it for three quarters of basketball. It's 32-23, a 9-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter for the Amherst Lady Broncos. It'll be Pleasanton basketball, and we come back right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
32-23. Amherst with a 9-point lead. They led by 13. It looked like they were opening up that gap with about 3:49 to go. And then Pleasanton was able to close it down a little bit. Then a little push here by Amherst will still make it a relatively comfortable lead. But Pleasanton does have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. On the bounce here is Pritchard. Pritchard works the top of the circle for Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens dribbles that right side. Hits the body and... no foul. She goes to the ground, and so that will be a Pleasanton turnover. She ran into Casey Juergens, but Juergens did not commit a foul, and so when she went to the ground, that is a turnover. Taubenheim splits the defense, has it in the offensive zone. We'll get it up ahead, and Juergens had a little trouble coming up with it. Juergens falls down on the dribble. It's on the ground, and hustling for it is going to be Pleasanton's Kayla Stubbs, so Amherst will turn the ball over. On the run is Ahrens. Ahrens splits the defense and a little extra stop, so she turned the ball over. Well, after a lot of fouls in that first half, the second half has been played a whole lot more cleanly in terms of fouls. And here Ahrens is going to knock the ball away from Taubenheim, and it goes out of bounds. Turnovers have been a little bit of an issue for both teams. 22 turnovers for Pleasanton compared to 16 here for Amherst. So turnover is a bit of a factor, but at least in terms of fouls, both teams doing a better job not committing those fouls here in the second half. Ball's inbounded for Courtney Martinson. Martinson will play the point here. She brings it across the timeline herself. And so the 5'9 junior will bring in the offensive zone. Gets the ball back now on that baseline. She's going to drive, banks it off glass and in. That's a pretty drive there by Courtney Martinson. And she now has 11 points in the ball game. She's got 11. Taubenheim has 14. There's 25 of the 34 points for Amherst. They lead at 34-23. And with the basketball for Pleasanton, number 34, Kristen Tullis. She'll get it to Pates. Pates will drive, kick. Open jumper here for Pritchard. Pritchard's three is off the mark, and Taubenheim has the basketball, and she stepped on the sideline. Nice defensive pressure there by Mickey Ahrens, who gave up enough ground that she did not commit a foul. And so when they stepped out of bounds, that is an Amherst turnover. So Pates to toss in, and we got a timeout. Timeout for the Bulldogs with 6:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. They trail it 34-23. They'll inbound it right after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Viero Event Center. As we are in the fourth quarter, a timeout here for Pleasanton. Down by 11, 34-23, with 6:28 to go in the basketball game. Still enough time for them to make a little run here. Ahrens has the basketball. We'll give it off left side for Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard dribbles to the free throw elbow. Kicks now right side. Three-pointer for Stubbs. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot no good. And finally coming up with the basketball is going to be Martinson. Martinson in a little bit of trouble. dribbles through that pressure. There was a nice offensive rebound in there for Ahrens, but Pleasanton could not hit a couple of shots that they had in the offensive zone, and we got a timeout here for Amherst. A trap was put on Courtney Martinson, and so now Amherst is going to call the timeout. Exactly 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. A 30-second timeout here for the Broncos, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kreitz to toss in here for the Broncos, and she'll get it up court here for Courtney Martinson. She's in the corner and in a little bit of trouble. She gets it out for Kreitz. Kreitz works around the perimeter, and the pass out to Heather Bentley, and Bentley took an extra step. That's a turnover. So Bulldogs down by 11, get possession of the basketball back. And on the bounce here is Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens lost the basketball, goes down on the ground. It's going to be a hell ball. The possession arrow is pointing to Amherst, and so that will be a Pleasanton turnover. Unofficially for them, that'll be turnover number 23 compared to 18 here for Amherst. Kreitz tosses in, pass on that left side. Toppenheim tracks it down. She'll jump stop. Could have shot a three if she wanted to, but she'll get it in the lane here for Casey Juergens. Juergens has the ball knocked away. Juergens is able to tip it, but into the hands of the Bulldogs. And so they get it in the offensive zone. Jumper on that right side. No good for Pritchard after she made the steal. And after the miss, we've got a foul. And the foul is going to be called on Pleasanton. That'll be on Kayla Stubbs, trying to get back to that basketball. And for Stubbs, that's going to be her third foul. 5 second count going on Kreitz, who gets to Toppenheim here for Amherst. Ball's on the ground. Nice defensive play by Ahrens. She makes the steal, passes up ahead. Stubbs layup, no good, but a foul. Mickey Ahrens dove on the basketball, was able to flip it up to Stubbs. And that's going to result in some free throws as Amherst turns the ball over. And Stubbs will step to the stripe with the clock turned off and is going to shoot a couple of shots here. Great play there by Ahrens. And the free throw is a little bit short. So score remains 34-23. By the way, the foul was whistled on Kreitz, and that's going to be her second. Free throw, no good. So she missed both of them, and Amherst snags the rebound. That's Martinson who pulls down the rebound, and she'll get it to Bosshammer right in front of us here. Now she's right in the middle of the court, top of the circle, gives it for Toppenheim. Toppenheim is picked up defensively by Ahrens, and Ahrens ties up the basketball. Possession arrow pointing to Pleasanton. That'll be an Amherst turnover. So Pleasanton doing what they need to do to come back in this ball game with that defense. Offensively, though, they have not been able to capitalize. They need somebody that's going to hit some shots for them. Tallis will get the basketball across the timeline, and she's going to be fouled. And for Juergens, that'll be her second foul. So Casey Juergens with the foul. That's now six as a team. Both teams have committed six fouls here in the second half. And Ahrens will toss it in. She gets it to Pritchard. Pritchard in the lane, lost the basketball, was able to kick it out. 15-foot jumper on that right side, up and good for Kristen Tallis. So Tallis is able to hit the contested shot. And then a turnover. Amherst turns the basketball over. Left hand to layup. God, making the steal, or finishing the steal, rather, is going to be Stubbs. And Stubbs is able to make the shot. Nice job there. So Toppenheim will give it off on the right wing. Juergens on the baseline has the ball knocked away. Another turnover. Coming up with it again here is going to be Stubbs. Stubbs now is going to slow it down a little bit. as they hand the basketball to Pritchard. Pritchard dribbles behind the back, has a screen. 15 feet away, will kick it to Aarons. Aarons dribbles left side, jumper good. Timeout for Pleasanton. Mickey Aarons strokes in the deuce to make it a five-point ball game with 4 minutes to go. Timeout, Pleasanton, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, the girls Lou Platt Conference Championships wrapped up Centura with a 53-44 over Donovan Trumbull. So Centura finishes third in the Lou Platt Conference girls bracket. Here, we haven't decided the winner of this one yet. It's a five-point ball game, 34-29. Amherst with the basketball, and they bring into the offensive zone, and they just turn the ball over, making the steal is Aarons. Aarons is going to get the ball back. She'll penetrate, kick it, right side. Here's the three, up and good! Draining the three is Kristen Tolis. Tolis is able to make that shot after the steal there by Aarons. And another loose ball, another turnover. Amherst on the run are the Bulldogs. They've got nobody else to play defense down there. An extra pass, and Stubb is going to lay it up and in. A quick 5-0 run here, and we are tied at 34. And they force another hell ball. Do they get the timeout in time? I'm not sure what the indication is. There was a held ball. I'm not sure when the timeout came. And there is a timeout, I believe. Or are they out of bounds? The Bulldogs made the steal, but they stepped on the sideline. And I think the ball was trapped by both teams there, and I think both coaches wanted a timeout, so that's the reason for the confusion. Long story short, it's Amherst basketball. Both coaches are happy with the decision. Well, not happy, but they're content with it. In the offensive zone is Tobenheim. Tobenheim will get a little contact, and there will be a foul on Pleasanton. Both teams in the 1-1 right now with 3:05 to go. And the foul will be whistled on Kristen Tolis. That is going to be her fourth. And to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 is going to be Sydney Tobenheim. So Tobenheim will have a 1-1. Jaden Bosshammer checking back in here for the Broncos. We are tied at 34 with 3:05 to go, and the free throw is up and good. So Tobenheim with 15 in the game. She has 15. Courtney Martinson with 11. 35-34 now. Second free throw, no good. An offensive rebound and a foul. Snagging the mound, Courtney Martinson. Martinson puts up the shot, and so she'll go line and shoot two. So give Martinson credit for a rebound, and now she'll shoot two free throws. And the first one is good. The foul on Taylor Nichols was her second. Second free throw for Martinson. Up and good. So she makes both free throws. So the two leading scorers here for Amherst go 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. On the run here is going to be Aarons. Aarons slows it down a little bit. We'll get the ball back out here for Kristen Tolis. Back to Aarons. Aarons with 2:50 to go, down by three, gets a screen. Dribbles to that right side, falls, but keeps her dribble alive. It's going to be a hell ball. That results in a Pleasanton turnover. Because Amherst has the possession arrow pointing their direction. Both teams right now are in the bonus. Both teams have at least one timeout left. Tobenheim gets the inbounds. Facing some pressure, dribbles through it, has it in the offensive zone, and has it knocked from behind and out of bounds. Ball remains in possession of Amherst. On the baseline, they're going to toss it in. Courtney Martinson. And Tullis, with a lot of energy in front of her, knocks the ball loose, and it was last touched by Pleasanton. As Tullis was hassling things here. Didn't have enough room to make the steal, though. Martinson to inbound. Almost stepped on the sideline when she pump-faked the pass and got it to Jaden Bosshammer. Almost. And it would have been a violation. Bosshammer facing the 2-3 zone is going to take a little air out of the ball. She backs up, gives it to Heather Bentley. Bentley, not closely guarded, gives it to Bosshammer. Bosshammer will hand it off to Tobenheim. 2:13 to go here. Three-point lead for Amherst. 37-34. Dribbling is Tobenheim. She'll give it off on the right side for Heather Bentley. Back out to Tobenheim. Tobenheim will hit the three. Sydney Tobenheim strokes in a huge three-pointer for a six-point lead here with a minute 58 to go. Pritchard in the offensive zone for the Bulldogs. Dribbles behind the back. Kicks left wing. Gets it to Mallory Pates. Back out here for Pritchard. Entry passes off the shoe tops. That'll be a kick on Sydney Tobenheim. So Pleasanton will maintain the possession here with a minute 45 to go. And a substitution coming in for the Bulldogs. Back in the battle is going to be Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens in. Mallory Pates will come out. And Ahrens will be trickling the inbounds play. 5-second count going on, and she'll toss it in. On the cut here is going to be Pritchard. Pritchard then lost the basketball. So a turnover when they could not afford that. Down the sideline is Tobenheim. Tobenheim has it stolen away. Ball knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Bulldogs and out of bounds. Now the official just measured the wrong way. Comes there and taps Pleasanton head coach Eric Jones on the side. It is. I thought it was going to be Bulldog basketball. They pointed the other direction, and he just tapped his chest and said, I just pointed the wrong way. It is going to be Bulldog basketball. They get it right, right side, Tullis. Tullis enters it in. Shot won't fall, but a foul. Taylor Nichols making the catch, posting up strong, and now we'll go to the line for two crucial free throws. With the clock stopped with a minute 25 to go. 40-34. And the foul is going to be on Amherst's Courtney Martinson. And that's your fourth. Free throw, rolls around, no good. So Nichols could not make the free throw. But she has another one coming up here. 40-34. Second free throw rolls around and is no good. Coming down with the rebound is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim on the bounce in the offensive zone. Gives it off here for Courtney Martinson. And we've got a foul. So 40-34. And Courtney Martinson. Free throw is up and good. That'll earn her one more. So Martinson makes the front end of the one and one. Makes it now 41-34. Second free throw is up and It is good as well. So two made free throws. And it's an eight-point ball game. Left side in transition. A three by Pates. No good. Rebound to Amherst. They get it up to Taubenheim. Taubenheim bringing it, faces some pressure, brings it across, and we've got a foul. Passed it off, and there was a lot of contact on both ends of that pass, and it's going to be Taubenheim, the one that's fouled. And the foul is going to be committed by Mickey Ahrens, and Ahrens has just fouled out of the ball game. That is her fifth. So Aaron's out of the ball game, and Taubenheim's free throw is up and good. She makes the first. That's now 10 fouls that have been whistled on Pleasanton, so we're in the double bonus here. Of course, making the first free throw makes that a moot point. She also makes the second. So Amherst with a 44-34 lead here. Stopping with the dribble is going to be Pritchard. Pritchard works it inside. Shot for Nichols. No good. And we've got a hell ball on the rebound. And now a timeout for the Bulldogs. With 42.8 to go, Pleasanton down by 10. They'll inbound the basketball, trailing it 44-34 after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here. 42.8 seconds to go. It's 44-34. A 10-point lead here for Amherst. And Pleasanton uses their final timeout. Set something up here. They'll fire the three on the inbounds play. And it is up and good. Exactly as the coach drew it up. And Kayla Stubbs will stroke in that three-pointer. Taubenheim facing some pressure. Now the reach is going to be called on Pleasanton's Mallory Pates. That'll be her third foul. Taubenheim will step back to the free throw line. She'll shoot a couple more shots here as the lead is cut down to seven with 32.2 to go. Battling to the final whistle is Pleasanton. The free throw is up and good for Taubenheim. She now has 21 points in the ballgame. She's got 21. Courtney Martinson has 15. And the second free throw is on the way, rolls around and is good. So they hit some free throws down the stretch. And that's a big factor here for Amherst as they lead it now by nine with 26 seconds to go. Bentley putting some pressure on as Pritchard is over there. And Bentley comes up with the basketball. So Pleasanton turns it over. And 16 seconds left as Taubenheim dribbles. She'll kick it up ahead. And a little penetration here by Courtney Martinson on that baseline. And as she was starting to drive to the basket, she was fouled. So Martinson will shoot two more free throws. And that foul is going to be on Mallory Pates, and that is going to be her fifth foul. So she'll be out of the game with Ahrens as well. So 11 seconds to go, 9-point lead. And the free throw by Martinson up and a little bit short. High arcing shot to hit the front of the rim. And just kind of rolled all the way around. Second free throw. That one's a little bit strong. In fact, it's to the right, and that's going to be a shot violation there. Didn't draw any iron. So 10.4 to go. It'll be Pleasanton basketball. They'll hand it off here to Kara Dahl. And Dahl will toss in here for Pritchard. Pritchard across the timeline. Kicks to the left side. With it is Stubbs. Stubbs is going to fire a three, and she hits the three. Kayla Stubbs strokes in the three-pointer, and that will do it. A shot essentially at the buzzer will make it a six-point ball game. Your final. It is Amherst 46, Pleasanton 40. So Amherst comes away with third place here in the girls Fort Kearney Conference tournament with a 46-40 win over Pleasanton. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Going to Bowen and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back here, Amherst, with a 46-40 win over Pleasanton. And for Nikki Eckhout, the head coach for Amherst, that is her 200th career win. Congratulations to her, and we'll effort a chance to talk to her either at halftime of the boys' game or here in our post game. This is the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check some of the numbers for you here. And as we say, we'll probably take a break so we can grab Coach Eckhout here in just a little bit. But for Pleasanton, great effort tonight by Kayla Stump. She finished with 16 points in the ballgame. Mallory Pates with 8. Mickey Ahrens with 8. Kristen Tallis with 5. Taylor Nichols, 2, and Maddie Pates with 1 point here in the ballgame. Unofficially, I had them 14 of 40 from the field. That's 35% shooting. They shot a whole lot better in the second half, but they still fall here by a final of 46-40. And real quick, trying to gauge, so I'll try to get a hold of Coach Eckhout here in just a little bit. For Amherst, real quick, we'll take a look at their individual numbers. Lean the way for them. As we mentioned, Sydney Tobenheim, she finished with 22. Courtney Martinson with 15. Casey Juergens with 3. Madison Murphy, 2. Heather Bentley, 2. Madison Miller with 1. And Ashley Kreitz with 1 point here in the basketball game. Once again, our final, 46-40. A six-point win here for Amherst as they win the girls' consolation game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, the 200th career win for Nikki Eckhout. We're going to take a quick break and hopefully talk with the coach. We come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here. Amherst with a 46-40 win over Pleasanton to claim third place of the girls Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament. Well, here in just a little bit, we'll have the boys' consolation game. Amherst will be taking on Wilcox Hildreth here in just a few moments. Unofficially, some of the other team stats we can kind of look at. Shooting from the field for Amherst, they were 13 of 30, while Pleasanton was 14 of 40 in the game. The free throw line favored Amherst. They went 19 of 31 from the line. Pleasanton 7 of 17. And rebounds, Amherst really kind of controlled that battle. 31 to 20, unofficially, I had in terms of rebounds. 26 turnovers for Pleasanton, 25 for Pleasanton. So that one was a pretty even wash in terms of how that went. Unofficially, Amherst from the field was 13 of 30 for 43% shooting. So they shot 43%, did Amherst. And for Pleasanton, they're shooting unofficially here in the ballgame, 14 of 40 for about 35%. And so a nice six-point win here for the Amherst Lady Broncos as they come away with third place in the conference tournament. And kind enough to join us to talk about a little bit is Amherst head coach Nikki Eckhout. And first and foremost, coach, congratulations. Always nice to get a win and rather historic one. Number 200 in your career. Just your thoughts about 200 wins in girls basketball in this area.
Well, I think it's an accomplishment. You know, there's been some really good teams throughout the years that we've competed against. And I guess what makes me proudest is that I got all 200 of them at Amherst. So, you know, that's the only place I've ever coached. And so I guess that's what I really like to hang my hat on is it was all done at one school.
And I don't want to say it's a long period of time because that's something I don't want to say. But, I mean, there's a lot of ups and downs through the course of a career in terms of doing that.
Oh, yeah, it took 19 years. It wasn't, you know, a few years of some 20-win seasons. But, yeah, there were some good seasons. There were some bad seasons. And to be honest, some of the most fun seasons probably weren't the most successful seasons. But, it has been a journey. It has been a very, very fun time, and I keep telling myself I'm ready to retire, and it's hard to talk about, but it's time.
And you've decided that this is it.
It's time. Yep. A lot of the decision has to do with the age of my boys right now, and you know, I tell you, that's hard. That's hard to coach a game and then in 20 minutes cheer hard for your kid. You know, so. I think my insides, my guts are going to be a lot better off next year when I only have to be nervous for one game instead of two.
Amen to that, sister. Amen to that. Let's talk a little bit about your guys' effort tonight. You guys several times built a fairly comfortable lead, and you just couldn't shake them. They just kept coming right back at you, and then you guys had to find another way to build that lead back out.
They are a salty group, aren't they? They really put some pressure on, and we're missing a ball handler tonight. You know, Jessica Eckhout, she's sick. She's in the hospital, as a matter of fact. And so that was key, missing her with the ball handling. But we had some kids step up, and yeah, we could have panicked easy there. When we lost that 10, 12-point lead, they tied it up, and instead the girls just settled in and made a couple free throws and hit a big three, and then we had it right back under control. So,
well, you got a great effort outside from Sydney Tobenheim. She finished with 22. Courtney Martinson finished with 15. So they really kind of answered the bell. You know, one inside, one outside for the most part, although Tobenheim did a lot of driving as well. A little bit different game there, and so you kind of hit them from two different angles.
Right, yep. And, you know, that's kind of who I expected to step up. But, you know, also some of Jaden Bosshammer. I thought she played some great defense tonight. You know, you're not going to see her in the scorebook probably, but she played some great defense. Heather Bentley played some great defense, and that was going to be key tonight. I knew we were not going to break any scoring records with, you know, 16 points sitting in the hospital. I knew we weren't going to break any scoring records. So I knew we needed to play defense. And in all honesty, before the game, I thought a personal, you know, team goal would be to hold them to about 12 points in the first half. And that's exactly what they had. But then we turned around third quarter and let them score, I think, 12 points in that third quarter or close to. So the key was definitely going to be defense, where we weren't going to be able to maybe put up so many points.
All right. Well, congratulations. Appreciate it, Nikki. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for covering us.
All right. Nikki Eckhout picking up career win number 200, winning third place in the Fort Kearney Conference game here as Amherst over Pleasanton 46-40. We're going to step away for about, five, 7 minutes or so. We'll be back for the Amherst boys taking on Wilcox-Hildreth in the boys' consolation game. That's coming up next right here on ESPN.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to pass the